This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this media conference with Ben Chilwell from St George's Park. We'll get underway right away with Tim Thornton from Sky Sports News.
Hi, Ben, you okay?
Yeah, good, you?
Back playing again after a difficult period and back in the England. Do you feel as though this is your chance to make up for lost time in an England shirt? Just how difficult has this period been for you? Are you hoping for a change of luck?
I mean, whenever you get called up, of course, you want to, you know, do yourself proud, do your family proud, play well for your country. And I think, you know, it's no different this time. You know, I'm here to do a job. Of course, I'm absolutely delighted to get called up and just focused on two very important games. And if I get the opportunity to help the team, I'll give my best and, you know, hopefully do that.
Mentally, how difficult has the last few months been for you? Have you had to really dig deep through the World Cup knowing that you'd missed that opportunity?
I think, of course, mentally, you know, it's very challenging. I think all footballers go through periods of their career where things are mentally challenging, and, you know, you've got to be resilient, you've got to, you know, be strong and, you know, try and come through it and come out the other side stronger. And that's pretty much the way I've tried to look at, you know, the injuries I've had, missing the World Cup, kind of trying to spin them into positive situations where I can better myself mentally, physically, so that when I do come back playing, I'm ready to help, you know, Chelsea and England as well.
Reece James had a similar experience missing the World Cup. Did you lean on each other for support, and how pleased are you for you to see him back in the squad as well?
Yeah, equally, you know, very pleased to see him back. You know what a great player Reece is, and you know, in a kind of weird way, it was nice that we had each other during that time, because, you know, it was someone that you could share the pain, so to speak, of missing a World Cup with, and we helped each other a lot through that experience. And yeah, obviously we've come out stronger, and, you know, we're both playing well for our club at the moment, and, you know, hopefully we can help do well this week with the team here at England.
Gareth Southgate has talked about the lack of depth in the left back position, so yours is quite a timely return. But you and Luke Shaw now, do you think you can really push each other for the good of the team?
Yeah, I've said it in the past. I think one of the keys to a strong squad and a successful squad is when you have two or three people in each position that are all pushing each other, and, you know, that competition for places, I think, is very important in all successful teams. And of course, you know, we want to be one of them very successful teams in the near future. So, you know, if we're going to have that competition for places in, for example, left back, what you're talking about now, you know, it can only be a good thing, and hopefully me and Luke can push each other.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Go to John Murray.
Hi, Ben. Did you actually watch the World Cup matches then?
Yeah, I did, yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it's difficult when you miss out on a World Cup, but at the end of the day, I'm an England supporter above all else. That's what I've been an England supporter my whole life. So, you know, of course, I watch the games. We were actually at a training camp in Abu Dhabi with Chelsea for the knockout games. And yeah, I mean, like I said, of course, I'm an England fan. So, yeah, I was definitely cheering the team on.
Was Reece James back with the squad at that point or not with Chelsea?
With Chelsea, yeah.
So you watched it together?
Yeah, we watched it as a team, really. They put up a big screen in the hotel, and all the boys and the staff, we all sat down after dinner and would watch all the games every night. So, you know, it was nice that we got to do that together.
So it must have been conflicting emotions then for you?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you've got teams that, well, a lot of different nationalities at Chelsea and a lot of different players supporting different teams. But of course, it's all in, you know, a light-hearted nature. The banter that we shared watching the games as arch nations, so to speak. And yeah, I mean, it was nice that, you know, we all got to watch the games together. Like I said,
for somebody who's won the Champions League, how much of it is it an ambition for you to do something, succeed with England as well?
Yeah, I'm desperate to. The same way I think everyone here is desperate to win something with England. You know, fortunately, I've been lucky enough to experience winning a major trophy in the Champions League, and you know, I had a taste of you know, that feeling of winning such a big trophy, and you know, I want that feeling again, and you know, I'm gonna give my best over the next 12-13 months up into the Euros to help, you know, help myself, and when I get the opportunity to help England, you know, hopefully I can do that. And yeah, I'm not the only one that definitely feels that, you know, we're due to win one of these big trophies soon, and hopefully we can.
And what's the message been from Gareth Southgate this week when you've come together, first squad after the World Cup, when it's such a challenging start, these first two matches?
I think that really, it's just a reset. You know, we had a meeting yesterday, it's a reset. Time to, you know, obviously look back at the World Cup, but you know, we've got to move on and take confidence from the World Cup, really. Obviously, as a supporter watching, you know, I think the France game was one that, you know, I think in a positive way the boys should look at and think that, you know, they were the better team and they should have won. And you know, we can take that confidence going forward and know that we're now fighting against the big teams in the later rounds of competitions, and you know, we're all of these tournaments that we've played in recently for our clubs and countries are all great experiences going into the Euros.
Hi Ben.
Hi.
Was there like a reset meeting? I mean, obviously you weren't out in Qatar, but mm-hmm. but the players that were, so the first time they've all met up together, first time the injured players have been back. Have you had a kind of team meeting of right? We start again now for Euro.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
2024.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, you know, you kind of look back at what an amazing experience the World Cup was, and you look at the positives that you can take moving forward, things potentially to work on and then literally get to work. You know, we've got the Euros coming up in, realistically, such a short period of time. It's going to go so fast between now and then, and we don't have a long time to prepare. A limited amount of camps that we have together, so we need to make sure that when we're here, you know, we're working as hard as we can on the pitch, in meetings, just bonding as a team away from all of that, just to make sure that, you know, we're giving ourselves the best opportunity for that tournament come the summer.
And you said you were desperate to succeed for England because of the misfortune you had with the World Cup, not getting to play during the Euros last year. Do you feel as if you have a point to prove in an England shirt?
I wouldn't say a point to prove. I'd say I feel like I know, you know, my qualities. I know what hopefully I can bring to the team. I'm confident that I can help the team, and I think that's where my headspace is at. Not that I need to prove a point, but potentially that, you know, I want to help the team. You know, like I said, I'm an England fan, and I want to, you know, help the team to hopefully win trophies in the future.
What is it you need to do in order to cement your starting spot? You talked about competition being good and you pushing each other. What do you feel you need to do?
I mean, honestly, not really change much. I just need to keep working hard. You know, when I get the opportunities to play for Chelsea, give my best for the team there. When I come here, you know, be professional in everything I do. You know, talk in meetings if I need to talk in meetings, train hard, and yeah, just work hard, and hopefully when I get the opportunity to play for England, I can, you know, give the manager a bit of a headache. And yeah, that, like I said, that competition for places is very important, and you know, the headaches that we can give the manager potentially are a positive for the team.
Brilliant, thank you, Ben.
Okay, Mark.
Hi, Ben. You mentioned, Faye mentioned it there. What's harder, being in a Euro squad and not managing to get on the pitch, or having to watch from afar when the boys are in Qatar?
I think both are difficult in their own ways. But like I said, I tried to spin all of these situations that could potentially be looked at as negatives. I tried to spin them into where I could improve myself mentally, physically. You know, I just worked hard on myself so that when I was back on the pitch for Chelsea and, you know, back in these camps, that I was, you know, as ready as I could be.
You mentioned mentality earlier on, and I know a couple of years ago you spoke so well about mental health and everything like that. Was the World Cup another challenge for you in that regard?
Yeah, of course. It's a different kind of challenge because the Euros, I was there. The World Cup, you know, obviously wasn't there. So, you know, it's a different kind of challenge that you have to embrace. It kind of gets sprung on you, so you don't have much time to adapt. And like I said, I think the main thing that I tried to help myself with was how I could turn that situation into a positive. And that was, you know, what kind of got me through that time, was, you know, just working on myself, you know, as a footballer, as a person, kind of just getting away from it, spending a lot of time with my family. It was kind of nice to get away from it for a little bit and just reset. And mentally now that I'm back playing, you know, I do feel that. I feel a lot more fresh and just ready to go again.
And since you spoke so openly and earnestly about mental health, I think it's fair to say there's less of a stigma now, especially amongst men, amongst elite athletes. That must be a pleasing thing to see.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been talking to someone for a few years now, and I think the stigma around it is silly, really, especially with men in football in particular. I think, as myself, someone that has been talking to someone for a few years now, and just the way that it's helped me, I think, you know, it can definitely help everyone. And like I said, just the the stigma around it is something that, you know, is potentially needs to go.
Thanks, so. Any further questions in the live section? Take the last couple from the back of the mat.
Hi, Ben. There's obviously this rivalry that can be built up between yourself and Luke, two players who are kind of battling out for the same spot. Can you just separate how the two of you are different on the pitch? Where do your strengths sit, and where do Luke's strengths sit? Where would you say you might be able to create some kind of advantage for yourself?
I think that's probably a question that you're going to have to ask the manager. You know, like I said, I know stuff that I can bring to the team. I'm sure Luke also knows stuff that he can bring to the team, but I think it's more about, you know, supporting each other, making sure that when either of us is given the opportunity to play, that we give everything for the team, and you know, show them strengths that the manager sees in us. And also, I think as a player, it's our responsibility to find out stuff that the manager wants us to work on, so that we can improve them and, you know, help the team and help ourselves with, you know, the hopeful, you know, opportunities to play.
So it's your responsibility to find out what the manager wants from you. Have you found out what the manager wants from you?
I mean, I've had conversations with him where he thinks I can improve and, you know, things like that. And, yeah, I think, you know, they're things that stay in the dressing room. They're things that I go away from and you know, work on and then, you know, try and, like I said, work on them, improve. And then when I get the opportunity to play, can show him that I've improved in that scenario and give him a bit of a headache going on into the future.
Last one from me. You're starting this group with two very challenging games. Is that a good thing for the team that you're starting against these, or would you rather have a nice gentle build up to these two big fixtures?
No, I think these are two perfect fixtures for us. You know, these are the kind of nations that we want to be beating. We have to be beating if we want to win the major trophies. So, you know, we're going to have to play them in the next 12, 13 months, whether it's in the qualifiers or in the tournament. So, you know, these, you know, two great games and no better way for us to start the campaign.
Thanks, Matt. We'll finish the live section with James Robson.
Hi, just wanted to ask about Ivan Toney. He's in the squad. What have you made of his season? I just wonder what he's like to come up against as a player.
Yeah, of course, he's having a brilliant season, playing very well for Brentford, scoring a lot of goals. And yeah, someone to come up against as a player. He's obviously a handful, he's a very physical player, but technically very good as well. And, you know, in front of goal, he's potent. He scores a lot of goals, a great penalty taker, and, you know, we're very lucky that he's here with us.
And it's a bit of a thankless task, of course, being the backup to Harry Kane. You know, do you think having someone in such goal scoring form can improve Kane, if he can even be improved?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it goes back again to the competition in the squad. You know, when you've got someone like Ivan who is also scoring a lot of goals, you know, it gives Harry that push to keep going, and knowing that Ivan is, you know, hungry to play for England and hungry to, when he gets his opportunity, to make a mark. And that's his job to do that, and Harry's job to keep doing what we all know he does.
Thanks, James. Okay, that concludes the live section. We'll now move on to...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.